Baruch Hashem, we're the third chalik of the Maimer. You got on the time from the Alter Rebbe. Recently, we was like to eat Yontif and Shabbos. We're still trying to be mevara what happened with all of the eating. This part of the Maimer, the Rebbe is going to explain the difference between Achilas Shabbos and Achilas Yontif. Before Yontif, everybody here remembers we were talking about the chiluk between achila, eating during the week, which is an avoid of lamata lamala, from below to above, and all the birurim that take place in the act of eating, where during the week the odin stands over the food and has the responsibility to repair, to rectify, to uplift, and so on. Ashenikin Shabbos is milamala lamata, from above to below, where man is beneath the food that descends from that highest realm of tohu, before the shattering of the vessels, before the shvius hakelim. And therefore, on Shabbos, the eating of Shabbos is not with birurim. The eating of Shabbos is a different bechina. It's completely different. It's a hamshacha. It's when we try to be make ourselves into worthy kelim to receive the or from above that is available through the act of eating on Shabbos. And this, the Rebbe explains, the chilik even between Shabbos and Yontif. The Yontif is also not on the level of Shabbos. Yontif eating is not on the level of Shabbos. Yontif is good. It's a very big thing, but it's not Shabbos. Rak the Yontif on page Yud. Page Yud. The Rebbe is referring back to the pasuk that we did in the last chalik of the Maimer. Rak the Yontif ksiv perish chageichem. You recall that the Rebbe brought the pasuk in the last chalik of the Maimer that it says in the Novi Malachi that Hashem says an upsetting pasuk that Hinni Gerlachem is a Zerv is a Reisi Perish Al Tanechem Perish Chageichem. The Baruch Shalom says, I am, because of your behavior, I will scatter filth upon your faces, the filth of your festive offerings. Remember? Shocking pasuk. Hashem's going to take the perish, the schmutz, the garbage, and throw it on our faces. And what is that? So it says in pasuk, the filth, the schmutz of our yontiv, offerings. What the Rebbe explains here is that even yontiv, the machalim, the food, even of yontiv, has in it a quality of schmutz. Schmutz meaning it has in it that which is not holy and not pure. Rak b'yontiv, let's see. Rak b'yontiv ksiv, perish chageichem. Lefi shebiyontiv, yesh b'ktsas biur. Not like the 6 days of the week. But on yontiv, this ktsas biur. And yontiv also, there is some need for repairing the food. Because the food does have this quality of perish, of having in it that which is has to be purified, refined, and separated, and lifted up, cleaned, and so on. As we spoke about earlier in the Maimer, the 6 days of the week. If you should be yontiv yesh b'ktsas bir, not the same as the 6 days, but ktsas bir. Sharei hutra by meleches eichel nefesh. As we know, hutra by meleches eichel nefesh, that the Torah allows us to do certain work with food on yontif. That there are certain meleches, there are certain amount of work that is permitted with food. The fact that there is work for eichel nefesh davka. Otherwise, Yontif and Shabbos are the same, with some complicated technical differences in certain malachas, but basically the malachas, the prohibited work of Shabbos and Yantav is the same, except with food. Meaning that food has a certain dvachatika quality on Yantav, right? The food on Yantav has some weekday characteristics, because we're allowed to be, to do certain inyanim with food. Which means that the food requires our malacha on Yantav. It requires our esek, our tikkunim. The food needs us on Yantav as well. We do malacha with the food during the week, regular week, because the food needs us. Remember that during the week we're higher than the food. The food needs us during the week to help it along, to fix it, to with all the kavanas and everything else. So the food needs us during the 6 days of the week. Shabbos, the food doesn't need us. Shabbos, we need the food. Yantiv, which is holy, and therefore Yantiv, the malacha in general, is forbidden. Still, there are malachas, there is a certain degree of work, of repair, that goes on in the act of eating on Yantiv, which is why there are malachas that are permitted regarding the food. The malachas dafka of Eichel Nefesh. This will help us to understand on a very pneumistic level, much deeper than we ever learned, that we ever understood why is it, besides all the practical reasons and the psukim and the gemaras, why is it taka that in Yantiv we're allowed to cook and be misak in the machala? It seems, we feel funny doing it after all the years, you know, when you don't have to have a blach on in Yantiv, you put a pot onto the fire, especially Ma'ale Tshuva, people that are new to Shemir Samitzus, it feels very strange on Yantiv to cook. And because everything else about Yantiv is Shabbos-like, and all of a sudden you throw a pot onto the fire. It's a funny thing. So Tmimius, Yantiv still requires Birurim. It requires not Stam. I'm allowed. It means Yantiv needs the food on Yantiv still needs man's involvement, man's help, because on Yantiv we still stand over the food. It's still an avoida of milamata lamala, from below to above. Shayhutra by malachas eichel nefesh, kafiyah, bishul, baking and cooking and so on. Then also, there are certain malachas, of course, the Masechta Beya obviously is the gemara that focuses on these sugyas, that there are certain malachas regarding the preparation of food in the earliest stage of preparation that are not permitted on Yantiv. One has to learn Hilchos Yantiv carefully, like all other halachas of Torah, to know what he's doing. Then also Akitsira, Zriya Chavisha, right? Harvesting, planting, plowing, those halachas are forbidden on Yantiv as well. But the kitchen work, much of the kitchen work with the preparation of the food, I don't say all, but much of the kitchen work with food on Yantiv is permitted. From what we're learning from the Tzaddik, it's not only that it's permitted, but it sounds like there's a milah. It's a mile to it. Lefi shehutru k'tzas melachas ba'eichel nefesh, since we see that there are certain melachas, there is certain work that's permitted in regard to the preparation of food, that means that yesh bay biur, it means that the food is being repaired through our involvement, our work.
All the burners are, sir.
That's a very big sugi in Shas. I know what you. Yesh bo bir v'shayach psaylus. That we still see that the food on Yantiv needs our help and needs our involvement. V'shayach psaylus. Mimela means that when it says in the Navi that Hashem will scatter in our faces the filth of our festival, of our Yantiv offerings, it means that the Yantiv food still has on it, the Yantiv table still has on it something that's filthy, meaning something that's impure, something that's taken on from this world that needs to be fixed through our proper kavanas and through all the Yantiv avoda and so on and so forth. But the Rebbe says now something amazing. But the ikka tikkun is of Anyantiv. What's the main tikkun on Yantiv? Because on Yantiv we have access to a certain koyach that even though it's here throughout the week, a regular week, but on Yontiv it's me'ein, 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 elam haba. The yisoid of Yontiv is what? Simcha, is joy. That's the yisoid of Yontiv. The access that we have to joy on Yontiv is infinitely more powerful than the joy that we can achieve during the week. So therefore, the Tanya explains, look, Vahatikun, what is the main tikun when it comes to the Yontiv meal? The main tikun of the Yontiv meal is not through all the kavanas that we have, let's say, during the 6 days of the week. It's not the main tikkun. During the 6 days of the week, we spoke about having in mind it should be, it should come into my heart, that this food should become part of, the bad stuff should be in the bathroom, and the good stuff should be in my mind and my heart for serving Hashem and learning and davening, although we spoke about earlier. What's the main tikkun of the food on Yontiv? Va'atikun hu lemechdei lemiskinei. Lemechdei lemiskinei in Hebrew is lesameach ha'aniyim. Lesameach ha'aniyim. To cause poor people to have joy, to bring simcha to poor people who can't afford the Yontif meal. L'sameach, l'mechdei l'miskeni, to bring joy to the poor. Kishas simcha, because it's a time of joy, Yontif. And when it's a time of joy, the Tanya says, l'sameach is hakol. We have to bring simcha to everyone. Everything has to be filled with simcha. The Kamasha Kosev, as it says, V'samachta b'chagecha, you shall rejoice on the Yontiv, but it says, Atav alevi v'hageh, right, v'ayosav amana, you and all of the others in society in your world who are not as fortunate as you. The ger, the yosam, the orphan, the amana, the widow, and so on. L'fisha ha-simcha hi b'chinas amtokes ha-dinim. Because joy is the bechina v'amtokas ha-dinim, is the sweetening and the softening of dinim, of judgment. V'tzarech l'sameach es kulam. And when the dinim, when strictness and judgment is being sweetened, tzarech l'sameach es kulam, we have to bring joy to everyone. Shiyu kulam nechlolam v'bechina simcha, to bring everybody must be included in the bechina, in this quality of joy, in this great simcha. Everybody has to be included. And we know that this is the most natural thing in the world, that when a person is b'shas simcha, when it's a time of joy for a person, let's say it's a personal simcha, he's making a chasna, he had a baby or something, it's a simcha for the person, he got a promotion, his new job, is making a lot more money, something that for him is a personal simcha. Shaz reitzer sheyu kulam smeichen. Then he wants everybody to be happy, right? That's the nature of a person. By the goyim, they send out a thing like announcements. You know, I think even some Jews lahav will do that too. Like, you know, an announcement that I got a promotion. It's an announcement they send out. Well, they send out an announcement that we had a baby, or there's an announcement of something. They have announcements. That's an understandable thing, because there's when a person, the whole inyan of simcha, which is, we're going to see, is espashta. Simcha means breaking out of dinim. Everything with dinim is to hold back and to restrain. Everything with dinim is withdrawal and loneliness, right? Everything with simcha is letting loose. So therefore, when there's simcha, You must share the simcha with other people. You don't want to have just the simcha for yourself. You feel that you have to share the simcha. So, the Tanya writes this in many places. He talks about this. He says even a person who normally you don't like so much and get along with so much, but if he shows up at your chasna, you know, you make a l'chaim with him and you feel good. How you doing? Shalom aleichem. He comes by and you see him in shul, even the guy that normally, you know, it's not your type, but when you're making your simcha, he looks gevaldig to you. You feel good about him and you're happy that he's there. It's a simcha. Look, When a person is not in dinim, when he's broken out of dinim, then he wants that there should be simcha by everybody. It wouldn't be a simcha if it only be by me. It wouldn't be a simcha. What kind of a simcha is that? Right? It has to be a halach ma'anya, called different, called ditzer. Everybody. Which we spoke of many times. Rav Kook explains in the Haggadah that who are you inviting? Whether say the Kaldichin, everybody, who are you inviting? Everybody's already here, so you're not inviting anybody new. So Kaldichin, Rav Kook says that when a person is free and he's out of Mitzrayim and he's released from the chains of all the dinim and sadness, so then he screams out Kaldichin, not to anybody in particular, just to the whole world. I want everybody to be with me. Kol dichin, kol ditzach. I'm inviting the whole world. Because you're feeling such a simcha that you can't be by yourself. So that's what it means. No, everybody's already here, but you're just saying because you can't hold back. I'm saying, I'm free now to express the deepest, deepest need of my being, which is to connect to other people. A slave worries only about himself. A slave who's stuck in dinim and who's caught up in dinim, the slave is only, what do I have to eat? Well, how can I get away with this not working here? He doesn't have a chavis anefesh, an expansive soul. There's no joy. So the eved is in a terrible place of dinim. Therefore, there's no simcha. And when there's no simcha, so the person is stuck in a tiny little place. People who are depressed, God forbid, people who are depressed, they naturally withdraw from other people. They withdraw from other people and they don't feel the inyonim of other people. Depressed people are the most self-possessed people on earth. Right? For whatever reason, the people who are sad are the most egocentric people in the world. And the people who are sad live in themselves, not in other people. They get totally obsessed with themselves. Or else, even if you're not having such a good day, but a lot of other people are, so why can't you be happy? There's nobody else in the world, there's only me. My life is not good. For whatever reason, which that's 99% of the time not true either. It's 100% not true. But a person who is depressed can't see, he's in a place of dinim, he has no shaykhis to anybody else. He has no shaykhis to anybody. Doesn't care if you tell him this one's happy, that one's happy, why don't you? Nobody, nothing. A sad person, in that place of dinim, there's no expansiveness to go beyond oneself. He's totally preoccupied with himself. Like I told you many times, what the Tanya said to that you, I told you just a few weeks ago, the Tanya said to him, you just told me all the things that you need. What about what people need you for? Not what you need, but what people need you for. What about that? How you could help other people, and how much you could do for other people. But the sad person, the depressed person, is only thinking about himself, and how come others have not been yaitzeh with him, and how come nobody's doing anything for him, and how come the world is not good to him, and so on. He's stuck in a terrible place of dinim. That's being in Mitzrayim. That's the Mitzrayim. That's the narrowness of being in Mitzrayim, and the sadness of Mitzrayim, of being in Eved. When a person's besimcha, when a person's feeling joy, then the expansiveness of joy is that it must include others. He wants everybody else to be part of it. He wants to be mesamech everybody. He wants everybody to be happy. The depressed, sad person couldn't care less what happens to the world. It doesn't bother him at all. And he'll sit there correcting to you for 3 hours he's upset about this, upset about that, and you tell him, yeah, but you listen, but you know, 9 Jews were just blown up in Tel Aviv. Don't you have anything else on your mind? Yeah, but at least they don't have my problem because I have my mother-in-law. This is how sad people think of ourselves when we go through difficult times, and how the whole world is like totally blotted out. There's nothing. There's only my inyan. Only my inyan. And no inyan to be mesamech anybody. That's why the best therapy for a person who's sad is to get him busy to help other people. To show him how helpful he could be. How useful he is to other people, to pull him away from himself, instead of feeding into his It is self-possession. The depressed people are the biggest egomaniacs. So instead of feeding into that selfness, you have to schlep them out and show them that you can help this one needs you, this one needs you. And when a person gets busy with other people, then the Mela, he's freed from that place of being in his dinam, and then he's it works both ways. When you're happy, then you want to be mesamech other people. And when you're not happy, by forcing yourself to be mesamech other people, it'll pull you out of your sadness also. It pulls you out of your dinam. It's a very, very powerful thing. Anybody that's Isaac with other people knows that this is the yisoid of how to help a person who's depressed. It's not just by stooping medications down his throat till he dies, God forbid. Or you make him wacky with all kinds of chemicals and he's totally out of his mind. Hashem Yirachim. That's the depressed person is. It's by taking him out from himself and showing him how other people so much are in need of his kaiches and how he could help them so much, and there's so many people that he could be mesamech. He could bring so much simcha to other people. And when he sees that and he feels that, so then the dinim start to go away. So the Tanya says, Shani, you want to say something?
I noticed that people who are depressed do want to hear bad stuff about other people. What is that?
It's an amazing thing.
They don't
want to
get bad news.
I'm not so bad.
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons for it. It's the opposite of being the same man.
Right, it's like simple. You want to make everyone else happy, so depressed.
Because the whole eyes are the eyes of Tzimtzum. Everything's in the Ayin Ra and Tzimtzum. And because why should the rest of the world be entitled to be happy if I'm upset? He doesn't forgive that you should be happy either. The depressed person doesn't forgive you to be happy because that's a reminder of his misery. And how could you ignore my sadness? But if you're being happy, it means that you're not focused on me. You should notice that I'm depressed. And it should make you sad. But if you're not depressed, it means that you're not thinking about me. But the depressed person can't accept that the whole world is not thinking about him. He can't accept that. Because he's so unbelievably egocentric. So he can't accept that the whole world is not thinking about him. So it gets him very upset and angry. How come you're happy? Doesn't forgive other people happiness. It's the biggest machl in the world. It's more now than it ever was, such a smachlam. But that's what the tzaddik says. Mishu b'shas simcha shas roitzis you kulam smeichem. When a person's b'shas simcha, he wants kulam, everybody should be smeichem. Shabazan nimta kadim. And this brings about the sweetening of dinim. Me'ach ha-shamashve es kulam. Because now everybody is the same. Mashve is kula means everybody is good by him. By the one who's besimcha, they're no dinim. What does it mean, din? Din means ben dom le dom, ben din le din, ben negin le negin, right? Din always means you go to the left, you go to the right. That's what din is. You're innocent, you're guilty. You're good, you're bad. You're right, you're wrong. Even in English they say passing judgment. Dinim always means making chilukim. This is good, this is bad. Innocent, guilty. And when there's chesed, when there's espashtus, when there's simcha, it means everybody's good. All this is good. Everything's good. It's mashvis kulam, the great equalizer, simcha. Dinim, where dinim focuses on all of the defects and problems and says, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. Right? This is good, this is bad. Simcha is mashvis kulam. That's why when a person is besimcha, he makes shalom even with his enemies. The next day, if he's angry again at the world, or he's upset with something, then once again, this guy could be like the worst person. But if he comes to shul and he says, hey, I got a mazel tov, I just had a mazel tov. So then this guy that normally he can't even look at this guy, he comes over and he says, mazel tov, yeah, and he gives him a l'chaim. And he feels mamish like he's a good guy. He's a good guy. The same guy that he can't look at any other time, Hashem. But now he's looking at all the good guy. Because the simcha is mashvis kulam. Simcha makes everybody equal. it stops where there's simcha, then there are no longer distinctions between he's good, he's bad, he's right, he's wrong, he's innocent, he's guilty. Where there's simcha, everybody's good. Everything is good.
A person could be negative, understood, because of a lack of simcha in their life. So, I mean, it's not that all people that are negative are bad, so to speak. It's that unfortunately, some people just lack what to be misameach about.
No such thing. No, there's no such thing. That's why Binyan Benesh. That's not the mitzvahs. That's why anybody knows. You can go into one room in the hospital and you have nebuch two yidden over there, and this yid, and they're both, let's say, hooked up with the same zach and have the same inyan, and they're going through the same inyan, and one of them has got like a gewaldige happiness and bitachon, and he sees people and he's safe coming up. The other one is cursing the day he was born. So you could ask a kasha. You hooked up to the same machine. How come you seem to be in good spirits, or at least you have some chiyus, and the other guy is like waiting for the Malach HaMavis? Why is that? No matter what, it's never a question of the mitzvahs. It's always a question of a person's attitude. There are people who are in the worst, God forbid, in the worst situation, and they're besimcha, and there are other people in the best situation, and they're ba'atzvus. So it's never for lack of material. There's always material to be misameach oneself. Like Rabbi Nelson says, that even when a person is in the b'diyut ha'tachtanim mamish, in the worst place on earth, at the worst time in life, if he just thinks that I'm a Jew, then he'll start dancing. But I'm a Jew. Just Rabbi Nelson said, a person, no matter what he goes through, could always be misameach atzmo b'yahadusai, with the mitzvahs that he's a yid, and nobody in the world could take that away from him, that he's a yid. But if you go to a guy that's a negative guy, and he starts telling you about his business, his wife, his kid, Alice is shlech, so you say to him, "But to be a yid," he says, "What are you out of your mind?" "So I don't know, I'm Jewish. So what?" So he says, "So why aren't you happy?" So he'll say, "Are you on drugs?" "You're a Jew. You have so much to be happy for. You have so much to be happy about. What do you mean? That itself is part of my misery, being a Jew. Well, I got to do this and hacking me that, and I got to feel guilty. I got to go to Gehenna because of this and that." Right? Everybody. But there's no such thing that a person can't be misameach himself, and then maybe be misameach other people. But if a person is, God forbid, is in a marish chayri, is in a dark place, Even if he's sitting by the suit of Shlomo HaMelech, it's no good. It's not good. That's why I told you, you know this, that in every chever there are people that whenever you talk to them, they talk about sickness and dying. And it's such a upsetting thing to me. I run from that. I can't talk to somebody on Shabbos, someone starts talking about this. Like, "Oh, how you doing, so and so?" There's a person that I'm, you know, he's a, I say good Shabbos, and I run from him. Because I say good Shabbos, no. So what is it? He says, "Well, my cousin had a heart attack." It's a Shabbos, a heart attack. No matter what, there's always this one, there's this one, there's that one, there's this one. You know, all those people usually have also 44 yard sites. You know what I'm saying? They go to the Almud 40 times a year, and it's like the Grim Reaper walks in with them. And it's like I had to run from that. It's not nice. I can't be civil for a second. That whole inion of like darkness and death, and that there's certain people that they just have this inion with everything to. This one's sick, and this one's, and it's always the levush of like being concerned and worried, and what can we do for that person? So, to talk about it, but not everybody's just singing for Shabbos and happy. You come over, you say, like, "What are we gonna do? This guy just died. Shabbos. Well, people die on Shabbos. People die on Shabbos. You don't think about it and talk about it on Shabbos." And that's a certain teva of a person. And it's not that they're to be blamed. Whatever people go through, they're in yonim, whatever. Not, I have no kindness against the guy. It's just I can't be soivelit. I can't be soivelit to hear the people that are like that. And every shul, there was always a few yidden. Wherever I grew up, there was also So it was like a yid like that. He's like, you know, it's like the latest bulletin of sickness. You know what I'm talking about? Like that. Always brings you up to date with every machl and every tzara. You heard there was an earthquake? No, I didn't hear. Why couldn't I go another 15 minutes without hearing about the earthquake? I was doing fine until now. That's not so pashit. You know, 4,000 people died. It's not so pashit. It's a big rachmanis. But you see, like when he says it's a big rachmanis, like he's having hana. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy thing, but you know how to get away from it. To be so evil, such sadness. It's the malchus of sadness that some people live in Hashem Yerachim. And what did he go through that he has such an inyan with the malchim of us? Okay, everybody has their inyanim. Everybody has their inyanim. I told you that there was, I told the gevaldige vort that I heard, gevaldige vort that I heard when our friend, some of you know Yoel, anyway, he had his baby, was very sick, you know, Yoel Bertrand, was very, very sick. Hashem brought a big refu in Yeshua to the baby. So the baby was in the hospital for a long time. And what's the name of that hospital over there? It's further uptown. It's just like, maybe it's a division of Columbia. I don't remember that they have a big machlaka for babies over there. Columbia has, I think. Yeah. So I went there to, you know, I went there to see that. It's a whole floor. There's a whole floor of babies who are seriously, seriously ill. And you walk in there, you know, they try to make it nice and with pictures and things for the children. It's, your heart almost falls out on you. So you all told me that he asked one of the nurses there. There was a nurse like this, so nice. And he asked this nurse, like, how do you manage, like, being here? We need to come to this place. Because he said, I'm going like out of my mind being here. How do you come? So she said, what do you mean? You know how many babies we help and how many babies get better over here? So we help so many babies. It's gewaltige Wort. I must have to hear from a guy like that, that she was saying that there's so many babies that we help over here. And it's true that there are children that don't come out, but there are a lot of them that come out and they get better. That's a chashuva way to look at life. You know, to see things like that. That's a chashuva thing. If a doctor or a nurse doesn't have that mahalach, it's very hard to get up in the morning. Unless you work like in a maternity ward or something. But it's very, very hard to, I don't know how, you know, to, like, I think I could never do this. Like, because I walk into a hospital, the second I walk into a hospital, I feel, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. At least I feel worse in a hospital than going to a base island, you know that? Kabes Island, at a base island, it's Fafalim, you know. It's Fafalim. And they're already okay. Everybody's all right over there. And they're Noilim Hamas, and they're with all the Malachim. It's nice, and everything is good. But the ones that are in the hospital, it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to see to the doctor, that you have doctors that are able to give chizik to people, to try to hire people. It's a big, big avoider. I couldn't do it for a minute. Every time I walk into one of those places, just the smell of a hospital, I get like it's so hard to be silent. Maybe the person is doing the chazik himself. If you work in these places, but that's a person can be mamtik so many dinim in such a place. But that's the midah of simcha. The midah of simcha is it's mashve es kulam. Everybody's the same. When you be simcha, everything's good. You have everything.
Recently, someone comes to me for help, you know, and tell people. And when they come and say it, and what that smile is, I have more joy than they have.
Sure.
You get so much joy when you.
That's greatest joy that a person can have. To be mesamech other people, that's right. That's what the Tanya is talking about. That's the ikas simcha v'yontiv. Mamech de la miskini. To be mesamech people are miskinim or chachmanis. Avoman, the next page. Avoman de lo yahir le miskne vechulu. Ein hadin nemtak. Venisha ha perish. But a person who does not give to the poor anyantiv is not misamech, the poor anyantiv. That's what the Baruch Shalom is saying. I'm going to scatter the filth in your faces. You're not being misamech the poor. You go and you fresh on yontif and you don't remember poor people. So the Baruch Shalom says he throws it back in our faces, the food. And then the din is not sweetened. The nisha haperish, and the filth remains, meaning of the klipas, of the impurity of the impurity of the food, the grossness and the klipus of the food remains. So the tzaddik says that the ikka biru, the main yontev also has to have birum. The yontev, the food has to be fixed, but the main birum of yontev, and not all the different kavanas, the main birum of yontev has to be mesamechanim. To be mesamechanim means at the table, to be able to provide. To provide, like we said, yontiv, because to help with tzedakah, they should be able to afford to have, to make a yontiv, and so on. For poor people, the time that reminds them most of their poverty and their tzaras is are the Yom HaTovim. The yontiv is the most difficult time for the poor, and it reminds them, everybody's enjoying that they have to have such simtsumim. So especially when it comes to yontiv, but now we understand on a deeper level. Therefore, the punishment that the Navi tells us is measure for measure. In other words, you didn't bring joy. You weren't mamtik the dinim. As the main tikkun of yontiv is to sweeten with the joy of yontiv, to bring a sweetening of judgment and to make everybody the same and bring simcha to everyone. You didn't do that. So the Baruch Shem throws the unrefined filth, the schmutz of the food, in your face. Measure for measure. Now the dinim get thrown in your face. Shnoisna ha perish. Kihu goram she yeshar psoilas ha perish. Because you weren't mesamech others, you are the cause that the filth remains of the food, that the psoilas, that the garbage of the food wasn't fixed. Bavishli himtik adin. You didn't sweeten the dinim. So therefore the Baruch Shalom throws it back at you and says, here's the shmutz that you didn't fix. Zeo b'yantiv. That's on yantiv. So on yantiv, therefore, there's malacha of cooking and preparing food on yantiv, and on yantiv we have to fix the food, and on yantiv the ikka tikkun, the Tanya says, is to be mesameach aniyim, to bring joy to aniyim. And by the way, it should be noted that it doesn't only mean people who are financially impoverished. Miskeni means any yid that's impoverished. Could be, by the way, your own son or daughter, you know, your own brother or sister, your own mother or father, an old person that needs a lift, right? Not everybody. It doesn't only mean with money. It needs to be mesamech, to be mesamech and yontif. But especially by the table, especially by the tikkun, but of course it means providing food for the poor, that's the pshat. But to be mesamech, the meskenim, is to be mamtik the din, and that's the ikka tikkun of yontif. Shabbos is something else. Shabbos, even if you don't give the poor to eat for Shabbos, I mean, of course we have to take care of the poor, always. But even, he says, the punishment is not so terrible. Keep the Shabbos ain't perish klal. Because why? Because Shabbos there is no shmutz. There's no tikkun of the food on Shabbos. There's no perish. There's no filth. Shabbos is from the other world. Shabbos is before there was filth. Shabbos is higher than all of this world and all of the tikkunim and all the shiras hakelim and all the shmutz. Shabbos is higher than everything. Therefore, Shabbos, if you're not mesameach the poor person Shabbos, so that's not that, yeah, you always have to try, but if not, so it's not such a frightening punishment to throw the schmutz back in your face, because the Baruch Shalom Kiv Yochel doesn't have any schmutz to throw at anybody on Shabbos. There's no perish on Shabbos. So that's for the Yid. The Vayde of the Yid to be Mesamech others keeps this at, it fixes the, and it removes the perish. And see, by the Sitra Acha, they have an expression, publish or perish. You ever hear that expression? By the academians in the academic world, publish or perish. If you don't publish something, if you don't put some articles out or some books, then you're finished, then you destroy. If it's all for zicha lein, it's only to take more for yourself, to make yourself a name. For a Jew, if you're not mesamech other people, then you perish. Then you get perish. But by the Sitra Achra, it's publish for yourself something or perish, right? That's just, of course, that's not the real meaning of the word perish. But it's not so far off. It's not so far off. It's not a good thing, perish. Which is probably closely, you know, the sin and the sin are interchangeable, which is probably closely related to the city in France, which is named after Paris. which all of our brothers and sisters should quickly be able to get out of. Shabbos is no parish because Shabbos, there's no filth on Shabbos, because Shabbos is hamshocha milamala. Shabbos, we're just basking in the glow and the light and the illumination of a higher world that rises above any of the filth and the shmutz, that's above any of the mixture of etzadas, tevera, any of the ingredients of impurity. It's all Shabbos is beyond. So Shabbos is le'yigur chara klal. There's no evil that dwells with us on Shabbos. Le'yigur chara, there's nothing to be afraid of on Shabbos. There's no perish on Shabbos. Okay.
This is all the Yom Tovim equally? I mean, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, every, Pesach, all the Yom Tovim.
Yom Tov. Yeah. That's why, before Pesach, Binyamin asked, the other Binyamin, his son asked, about what about Achilles Mitzvah, like Matzah. You remember we're talking? So we were talking about that, and Pashto says that also is part of the Avoid of Yom Tov. So he took a look and he found the Binyamin showed me on Shabbos in the Siddush of Shabbos in the Hilag of Memram Chaim. The Siddush of Shabbos, he says over there that the Achilles Yontif, even the Achilles Matzis and the Mitzvahs of Yontif need the Tikkunim. That's what we learn. As he asked, maybe when you, even on a Yontif, when you're eating an Achilles Mitzvah, like matzah,
there's no perish. It's mitzvah.
Because it's mitzvah. It's mitzvah food.
Then Rabbi said by the karbanos also, Hashem says, karbanos are mitzvah too.
Yeah. So, right. So we spoke about the karbanos. So Binyamin saw in this Shabbos taka that he says the befer is a tzaddik, that there's also, what the Tanya says, then it needs to be ruled. So the fact that it's a mitzvah is a gevaldik thing, but it's still not Shabbos. Shabbos is in a league of its own. Let's see the commentary. Right, beyond the Ksiv. Let's start in the actual parish. Afalpi shagam beyond the Yeshna Aliyas Ha'ilamas. Did I ever tell you? I think I told you this. My father just mentioned it on Shabbos. My father's allowed to because he's Hungarian. My father said on Shabbos that the Munkat Shirov, the Michas Lelisti, say that there are different terms that Jews use that are redundant. In Yiddish that we use that are redundant. One is my machronim vaser, right? My machronim water. Agit yantiv. Yom Tov already means a good day.
Yeah,
I get Yom Tov. And the Menchus was an English Shaita, a Hungarian fool. He said that's also redundant. So okay, Menchus was also Hungarian. They were all Hungarians. My father just mentioned that. I was just thinking about it. He said, I get Yom Tov. The Menchus was originally. Originally, Menchus was born in Poland, in Galicia. He was born in Galicia, yeah. Yeah, but he was his whole life. He is an honorary member. We like to think that he was one of the group. What?
He went to Ashiyasa.
Tatir. Yeah. Yeah, they really say that. Yeah. So I'll get Yontif. So he says, Afopi Shagam Yontif, Yeshna Aliyas Ilamis. Even on Yontif, there's also a Madrega of Aliyas Ha'ilamas, of the world returning to its original state before the 39 Melachis and all the stuff that goes on in this world. That's why there's an Issus, Lachain Osir B'Melach, that's why Yontif is forbidden. The Melach also, Yontif, you can't work on Yontif and all the other Melachis. Mikol Makom Ein Adam L'Shabbos. Still Yontif is not the same as Shabbos. This is a very big thing. We never heard these things before, right? It's important. We don't. The pnimius, the kechilik between Shabbos and Yontif. It's a very big yisayit here. Still, Yontif is not like Shabbos. Still, it's ein adayim l'Shabbos. Kfisha roim b'shem Yontif hutra melacha zechal nefesh. That we see that on Yontif, the melacha that's needed to prepare the food is permitted. U'kishem shemut l'sakim ha'chol ha'magashmi is kachu l'inyin tikkun ha'chol ha'mibchinas ruchnis. And since we see that we're allowed to prepare and repair and take care of the food physically, it means that obviously in Ruchnis, spiritually, the food also is being lifted up and fixed and repaired on Yom Tov.
Is it permitted or required?
It's permitted. You can go, to,
like
you can go to a hotel and have other people do it for you.
It sounds like it's required.
No, I just said it as a mic. That's required.
It's not.
It's, I said that before. You probably were listening. I said that it's not only a few minutes ago. I said that it not only. It seems that there's a mila in doing it.
Yeah.
I said right. It seems. Shagam laachre aliyas ha'olamais beyantiv adain nishara behem ezeh b'chinas shel perish u'psayla shetzricha tikun ubira. it seems that there still is something with the food that requires fixing. V'zeu shenemar perish chageichem. That's the meaning of the filth of your holidays. Shebechag, meaning in Yontif, yesh perish, that there still is some stuff. Rak b'Shabbos ain't perish klal. V'atigam l'mechtam iskina. The Zoya tells us, Mavua shetikin ha-perish d'chageichem ha-idei sheha'adam mechtam mechadil l'miskini. That the person, the tikkun is to be mesameach the aniyim, to mesameach the poor. Because the tikkun is not preparing the food. That's the fact that it's permitted on Yontiv indicates that the food needs tikkun. It's not the tikkun. It's not the actual cooking that brings the tikkun. That's not what it's saying. I just thought maybe that you're misunderstanding that. That you have to be careful. The tikkun is not the cooking of the food on Yontiv. I just said that it sounds like there's a mila because we see that it's part of the Yontiv, but the tikkun of the food is rejoicing for the joy of the poor people. That's a tikkun. The fact that I'm allowed to cook on Yontiv indicates that the food requires tikkunim. That itself is not the tikkun to put up a scrambled egg on Yontiv. That's not the tikkun of the food. The tikkun is to serve it to a poor person. That's the tikkun. So that's what says in the Zohar. Al Dei Shahadim Mechad LeMiskin, that makes the poor people happy. Kisha Simchis L'Samech Sakol. B'chiv Simchis Yantiv Nichla Gamkin, B'chiv L'Hachal Gyalah L'Almane, Imshay Anim Amlolam. Including the din of Simchis Yantiv is to give food to the strangers and to the Geirim and to the Almanis and the widows and so on. Imshay Anim Amlolam. All other people are at a disadvantage. But a person who closes his doors and refuses to give anything to the poor, ain zu simchas mitzvah, simchas kreis, the Ram says. That's not the joy of a mitzvah, even though you're sitting in your house and you're having the most delicious Yontif meal, singing beautiful songs. That's not called, the Ram says, a simchas mitzvah. It's called simchas kreis, the simcha of your belly. Simchas kreis is the simcha of your stomach. Not the Simcha of Yontiv. Simcha's Yontiv and Simcha's Mitzvah is to be Mesameach Aniyim. The Ram doesn't say that in Hilchos Shabbos. The Simcha Gazu Kolayin He, the Ram says, that joy that you're having in your fancy house with your fancy food with all your servants and with your Zmiris, that's not a Simcha, it's a Kolayin He Lahem. It's an embarrassment and a degradation and a disgrace.
Shabbos takes
presence. Shnemar, please don't do me a favor. Let's don't call that. Shnemar, it says, Zareisi perish al paneichem, perish chageichem. That's what the Baruch Shalom says. I'm going to throw the filth in your faces. That's the Rambam brings this down. Lahalocha. Umashmo seinian shachiv l'shatif anim b'simchas yontiv. What it sounds like is that this chiyuv to include poor people in your simchas yontiv is another nice little chiyuv. It's not like an extra added bonus, like it's a nice thing to do. From the Rambam, it sounds like that's the halacha. It's a requirement in the din of simchas yontiv. If you don't have poor people in your area to have at the table or whatever, you can't have because for another reason that it's hard for you to have. But at least to write checks and to give money and to help whatever. To be mesameach aniyim, and it's not an extra thing. It's a din in simchas yontiv. That's the definition the Rambam is telling us. And the explanation of it is as follows. Kesimchas amtak es dinim yedua klal, desimcham amtak es dinim, simchas sweetens all judgment, can nira b'chush, as you see, l'maisik. Asha ha-melech, desimcha ein l'fan of kol din v'ayna shemarcha l'kol ha-mardim bar. When the king is happy, when the king makes a chasna, it's a day of general amnesty. Everybody's off the hook. They open up the jails. The whole chevra goes free. When the king is happy, it's good. Except for Jews, it never works. By us, it got worse. But by everybody else, it's good when there's a new king. So he says,
every kid knows the right time to ask his parents.
When to ask, that's right. That's right. The kid knows when it's a simcha that you gotta go for it. You gotta chop whatever you can. You just go for it. That's 100% true. That's right. Because they know it's a simcha, and they know that when it's simcha, there's a spasis. The kid knows that. Even a baby knows that. When the parents are besimcha, then his spasis. It means mashva hakol, and I'm now all of a sudden I'm a good boy. It's gevaldik.
While I'm a good boy, I might as well capitalize, you know, because 10 minutes now I'm going to be a bad boy. Not because I did anything different, it's just...
mood.
Yeah, my father's mood and my mother's mood. So right now I'm a good boy. There's nothing I can do that's not there today. So I might as well take advantage. Right? That's true. So the king is happy. So he makes everybody happy. Everybody's free. Everything is gewaldig. He forgives everybody. The Tanya says in the Siddur that even his enemies he loves. Everybody's good. Why is this? Because the nature of simcha is shakasha adam sameach. When someone's happy, happiness is the opposite of din, as I said before. And it means the opening up of the borders. Everybody, espouses. He wants everybody to be shocked. Call you smeichim itashu. So I have to be an English simcha. That's the mitzvah. Einig simcha. Until the sanig meizah dover the kabel nachasur from menu b'yesim is bed latzim. Einig. You can sit by yourself and have a good piece of kugel and you have an einig. That means when you enjoy something for yourself, that's called einig. Simcha is something else. This is the key mistake in the dating scene. A lot of people, they think they're in love, it's only called an einig. I explained this many times. An einig means, I'm enjoying this. And as long as she makes you happy and you're enjoying yourself, then you think you're in love. That's not what simcha means. Simcha means the need to be mesamech the other person. That's where there's ahava, there's simcha. When it's only for yourself, that's called oinig. When a person has simcha, when there's simcha, it's to be mesamech the other people. Everybody's the same. Fish on the rhyme, Shahadim Samech, which is a haki smechemita, the loy hevdel, everybody should be besimcha. Lerak and Lashma Kerim, not only his good friends or relatives, he'll call me Shapagi, anybody he meets, Basim Chosim Shad, he wants to right away bring him to the simcha. The Fichach, therefore, is a pearl Antokas Adinim. That brings a tremendous Antokas Adinim. Because Dinim always means this one's guilty, this one's innocent, guilty, guilty, innocent, this, so that simcha, everything is sweetened. Shein mabita milamala al matzav anida nimroi la'ayin. It's just like the king doesn't look at this guy and say you have to stay in jail. The king says, oh, everybody's okay, you're all right, not so bad. Go ahead, you're free. So the time talk is adina. Misnagim over chesed v'simcha. So gam abiyus l'kasha de simchas yontiv. Vayfin shem samech amaniyim. Misakna misat perish from achal yontiv. That's how we fix the filth in the yontiv that's still in the yontiv food. Ka perish the psoilus, that spiritual filth, shuha chelika ra, which is that part of ra, shem tzarech that needs a tikkun, mekar begvurus al yoyin, becomes that which is called dinim, or gvurus al yoyin, the high level of gvurus of din. Hainu we read with tzimtzumim, which means what? From Hashem hiding his face, and hest upon him, that the king of all kings is hidden. And when you mesamech daniyim, then there's simcha, and then you remove the dinim, you mamtik the dinim. When you shine your face to a poor person, then he feels Hashem is bach smiling at him too, and you mamtik all the dinim. You're able to get rid of the perish of the filth in the yontif food that comes from the result of the gevuras and the dinim. But if you don't, then Hashem punishes you, God forbid, measure for measure. Okay, Bezoyer. The Zohar explains, how come we don't see on Shabbos that there's not such a requirement to be mesamech danim, to bring joy to the name on Shabbos? It's a nice thing, but we don't see that it's a din in Hilchos Shabbos, mesamech danim. Because it doesn't say, the Zohar says it doesn't say the filth of your Shabbos is. It says the filth of what? Of your Yom Tov, of your Chagim, of your Yom Tov. It doesn't say of Shabbos.
It's only by Yantiv. Because on Shabbos, the answer is on Shabbos, there is no parish. Shabbos is good. So there's no parish on Shabbos. Therefore, it's not a chiv in the halacha of Hilchos Shabbos to be mesamech other people. The Indian of Shabbos is interesting, is more einik Shabbos. Yes, that's what you asked before. When it comes out Shabbos Yantiv, all the oiris of Shabbos are there. It's a big thing, Shabbos Yantiv. Oh, wow. Shabbos Yantiv is a big thing.